In radio and television, it's RCA all the way. The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Your host, the family of RCA, whose members include RCA Victor, RCA Institutes, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company. In today's full hour of radio entertainment, the Magic Key turns to Marian Anderson, world-renowned contralto, Eric Blore, the comic British butler of the films, the Victor Glee Club, 40 male voices blended in choral harmony, Clifton Fadiman with another quarter of quips and comment, and our own conductor Frank Black opening the program with the Magic Key Orchestra in the exciting martial strains of Chopin's Polonaise Militaire. We'll be right back. Perhaps no singer alive today is more popular as a concert artist than the great American contralto Marian Anderson. 10 days ago in Boston, an audience in State Old Symphony Hall gave her one of the wildest ovations in memory. At a concert in New York this week, police were called to control the overflow audience at Carnegie Hall. And Marian Anderson is solidly booked for concerts throughout America until 1940. You have heard her as our guest several times in the past, and today we are especially pleased that she has honored us with another visit. Marian Anderson sings first the aria, Divinité du Styx, from Gluck's opera Alceste. Marian Anderson, world-renowned contralto and exclusive Victor recording artist, brings us Dupont, seldom heard, La Vie en Carrière. Miss Anderson will be heard later in our program in a group of Negro spirituals for which she is so justly famous. During her extensive concert tours, Marian Anderson has conquered thousands with the rich, glorious voice you have just heard. We may not all be able to hear her directly from the concert stage, but every music lover can enjoy the greatness of her talents. And at a moment's notice, Miss Anderson's gifts are as close to you as your nearest record store, for her voice is captured in all its warmth on Victor Records. And Marian Anderson is but one of the great artists on Victor Records. Visit your nearest RCA Victor music merchant. Ask to hear some of Miss Anderson's recordings. And at the same time, ask for a Victor Record catalog. Glance through its astonishing store of great music. Music which makes it an ideal source of delightful Christmas gifts. If you are shopping for children's gifts, ask for the 16-page booklet of Victor and Bluebird Records for Children, listing over 200 Christmas songs, semi-classical selections which appeal to the child, and songs of the fabulous folk of story, nature, and cinema. If you are unable to obtain the children's catalog from your RCA Victor music merchant, write direct to the advertising department, RCA Victor, Camden, New Jersey, and ask for a free copy. Give Victor or Bluebird Records for Christmas, the gifts that keep on giving. For young and old, you can't go wrong.
Thank you.
Black and the Magic Key Orchestra have just played Perpetual Mobile, Perpetual Motion, from the First Suite for Orchestra by Mushkovsky. Continuing with Clifton Fadiman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next number on the program will be... Pardon me. Hello? Yes? What? Oh, another applicant for the job? Send him in.
Come in. You advertised for a manservant, sir?
Yes, your name?
Blore, sir. Eric Blore. Very old English family, the Blores, sir. The original Blore was gentleman's gentleman to himself. Your name, sir?
My name? Why, Fadiman.
Fadiman? Odd name, quite odd. But no doubt quite nice people in a humble way. May I request your references, sir?
I thought I was hiring you.
A naive misconception, sir, if you will permit the phrase. The Blores have always been on the choosy side with respect to the gentlemen they serve. The Blores have...
I suppose you're trying to tell me you've worked for better men than me?
Oh, no, indeed, sir. Merely better looking. Your own face, sir. What was that name again?
Fadiman, confound it. Fadiman.
Oh, I quite understand your irritation. It is an odd name. But then we needn't bring it up unless absolutely necessary. As I was remarking, your own face is hardly comparable in attractiveness to, shall we say, that of Mr. Robert Montgomery, one of my former masters. I regret also to note that it is doubtful that whether you will ever learn to wear your clothes with the aplomb, that's French, of course, you know, sir, of Mr. Fred Astaire. May I make a few inquiries about your personal habits?
Certainly not.
I'm sorry, sir, but I must insist. Do you wear one or two-piece underclothing?
Look here, my man.
I'm sorry, sir, but I find it difficult to serve any gentleman addicted to undersuits, union suits. An amiable weakness of the Blores, sir. Now, if I find your other habits satisfactory, I feel certain we can come to an agreement, don't you, sir?
Certainly, sir. I mean, confound your impertinence.
Ho, 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 nasty little temper you have there, sir. May I suggest that a few months spent under the influence of a soothing personality, such as my own... will work wonders with your nerves. Goodbye, sir. And if you care to telephone me your decision in the morning, just leave the message with Jenkins.
Jenkins? Who's Jenkins?
Why, my valet, sir. All gentlemen's gentlemen who are really gentlemen have their own gentlemen. Don't worry about Jenkins, sir.
How do you mean, worry?
I'll work on him, sir. And I'm quite sure that within a month, he'll look upon you in quite a favorable light. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye. Oh, Blore.
You called, sir?
I'll be around to your place myself in the morning.
Certainly, sir. Any special reason?
I'm going to talk to Jenkins. Maybe he can see his way clear to hiring a broken-down master of ceremonies as a gentleman's 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 gentleman.
In all the great family of RCA, there is one organization which occupies the position of favorite grandchild. That's the Victor Glee Club, a voluntary group composed of employees from the factory, the business office, and the laboratories at the RCA Victor plant at Camden, New Jersey. In their spare time, they get together and sing, because they like to sing. They've been guests of this program in the past, and they're welcome again today, both as co-workers in radio and as fine artists. The 40-voice Victor Glee Club, directed by Henry Hotz, singing the Sibelius choral favorite, On Great Lone Hills.
Where there's brew and gather.
tempo, the Victor Glee Club singing Geibel's Hi-Ho, I Love You.
What does the woodpecker say to his mate? Hi-ho, I love you. Singing it early and singing it late.
Victor Glee Club represent the important human element behind the manufacture of RCA Victor radios and Victrolas. They are in part responsible for the excellent craftsmanship which has made RCA Victor stand for all that is fine in music and its reproduction. And they, as active witnesses, can tell you the new RCA Victor radios and Victrolas are the finest yet, instruments of every type and size to suit every taste and pocketbook. Ideal Christmas gifts for the entire family. We point with particular pride to the 40th anniversary RCA Victrola, the greatest value in RCA Victor history. This handsome instrument incorporates both an automatic record-changing phonograph and electric tuning radio. Its price, only $135 FOB Camden, New Jersey, plus your old radio or phonograph. On January 1st, this price will be increased. You can save $40 by getting your 40th anniversary RCA Victrola now. Hear one at your RCA Victor dealers. Examine the entire new line of RCA Victor radios and Victrolas to select Christmas gifts which live and last.
Listen for the familiar NBC chimes, your signal for fine radio entertainment.
Magic Key of RCA and Clifton Fadiman.
A deep blue night on the desert. Starlight shines from twinkling windows in the sky. Just beyond the campfire, the camels loom as gray shadows. And under a richly tapestried canopy, dark figures are dancing in celebration. Frank Black recreates the scene in melody with his own fantasy arrangement of Duke Ellington's popular Caravan. Gentlemen, early in our program, we presented probably the most famous valet in the world, Eric Blore. This sterling actor has played gentleman's gentleman to any number of screen stars, including Fred Astaire, Leslie Howard, Robert Montgomery, and Herbert Marshall. You've probably seen him scores of times. Always correct, always imperturbable, always very funny, in a very British manner. Now, don't see him as a butler. In fact, he's taking some time off from the backstairs, and he says he'd like to broadcast a very, very British impression of a very, very American sport, football. As we tune in, we find the renowned British sports announcer, Eric Blore, perched high up on the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. He is calling England to set up a British Empire broadcast for the annual East-West Football Classic, which is already underway.
Hello, Daventry. Are you there, Daventry? This is Blore calling from America. No, not the Argentine. No, I'm not calling from the Argentine. That's South America, and I'm not there. No, I'm calling from North America. You know, Joan Crawford and Donald Duck. Right you are. Are you ready now, Daventry? Right to our old Daventry, dear old Davers, here she goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Blore, your sports announcer, calling from America to England and the Empire. California, one of America's western dominions. The Rose Bowl is at Pasadena, which is just this side of Los Angeles. Los Angeles is just outside of Chicago, which is just this side of the Cunard White Star Line docks at 14th Street in New York. The game here, Southern California versus Duke. They neglect to say the Duke of what, but the game has been going on for some time now, and the score is 13-12 in favor of... No, correction. The score is 12-13 in favor of... I'm sorry, these American scoreboards are rather new to me. But I'm in a position to tell you definitely that the game is unquestionably Duke versus Southern California. And it's a very close game. Oh, an unusual bit of action's taking place down there on the field. One of the players has just broken away with the ball and run all the way across the last white line and under the goalpost. That, I would say, is undoubtedly a score. No correction. No, they've taken the ball back to the 2-yard line, and now they're trying to kick it over the goalpost. This seems to me to be merely a technical maneuver. Something about kicking for extra points. So while we're waiting, I'd like to give you a description of the way football is played here in America. Stand by, Empire. All you Rugger fans back home know that a team consists of 15 men and it can't be played any other way. The United States of America, nevertheless and notwithstanding. Well, here in the Rose Bowl today, we see two teams of only 11 men. Ladies and gentlemen, I call it utterly fantastic. However, just let's be kind and say that America was hit harder by the Depression than we thought. 11 men to a side. Of course, now, we all of us know that a football team consists of 8 forwards, 1 full-back, 2 half-backs, and 4 three-quarter-backs. Just a moment, excuse me. Oh, on the earphones, New Zealand comes in and says that they definitely do not play by that system. Well, the Rose Bowl game is still going on here, and at the moment, the only action is a group of players throwing water on each other. What with only 11 men to a side, ladies and gentlemen, of the British Empire, don't be surprised by any variation of the game as they play it here in America. What's that, New Zealand? Oh, New Zealand's chipping in again. What? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, New Zealand. New Zealand insists that according to the New Zealand rugby rules, they play the game with 7 forwards, 1 full-back, 2 half-backs, 3 three-quarter-backs, and 2 5/8-backs. That's what New Zealand says. All right, New Zealand. You can go back into the bushes. And if you haven't got any bushes, please go somewhere. Well, there's quite a bit of action down on the field. Things are moving very fast. In fact, too fast for one to know quite what's happening. So while we're waiting for things to clear up, we'll switch you down to the midfield boxes where Major Buff Orpington is waiting to interview some American celebrities. I say, Buff, old boy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And I'm in a position to say that here I am. Well, here we are, ladies and gents, down here at the boxes where the celebrities sit. The game is going on at a great clip out in the field, so I'm told. From where I am, I can't see anything but photographers. Literally hundreds of them snapping their flash bulbs. What's that you say? Oh, certainly. One of the photographer chaps, ladies and gents, just asked for my autograph. Now, look here, old chap, you can't do that. Why, he's tearing it up and throwing it away. Said it was his mistake, thought I was Graham McNamee. Well, that seems to be all there is doing here at the moment. So snatch it away, Bloor. Well, here we are back again at the top of the Rose Bowl. And we missed what I would say was a considerable bit of action. One of the players threw a pass that sailed through the blue like an arrow. It went 10, 20, 30, 40, 60. It must have sailed at least 70 yards down the field. It was definitely what is called a surprise play. A surprise play to both teams because there was nobody anywhere near to catch it. Oh, another odd bit of action is occurring. There's a lot of whistle blowing. People are rushing out of the stands and tearing down the goalposts. Doubtless the game will continue in a moment. Despite the fact that everybody seems to be going home. However, that's possibly due to the fact that there's more than a hint of snow in the air. In fact, there is snow. What's that, sir? Oh, my friend on the right says it's not snow, it's orange blossoms, and he feels very definite about it. But just the same, it's melting down my neck, and I'm going home with the rest of the people.
The world-renowned contralto and exclusive Victor recording artist, Marian Anderson, is here to sing for us once again. We feel sure you will recognize the song as this great artist brings us the spiritual Heaven, Heaven. The full depth and richness of this glorious voice. From the literature of our own Negro folk music, Marian Anderson sings Tramping.
Heaven, my home.
She was last our guest. Marian Anderson sang a spiritual which brought many requests for a repeat. And here it is, Marian Anderson singing Hall Johnson's arrangement of Honor, Honor.
King Jesus lit the candle by the water's side to see the little children when they be baptized. Honor, honor to the dying. Honor, honor to the dying.
Everybody is thinking about Christmas. Thinking in terms of affection or regard for wife or husband, sweetheart, friend or associate. To be expressed in something wrapped in a package which will be opened to make eyes shine or someone say, "Now that's swell of Jim, just what I wanted." Something to please, not just for a moment, but to be a reminder of the giver for many a long day. Something not commonplace, not a duplicate of half a dozen other gifts, not a gimcrack, but what something. There is one gift that spreads enjoyment and a satisfaction deeper than mere pleasure, day after day, for months and years, because it draws upon vast treasures of entertainment and inspiration. No matter if he or she has one already, another is always welcome and useful. The cost question doesn't figure. This gift can be modest enough in price to fit the careful Christmas budget, or grand enough to delight or impress the top person on your Christmas list. The something which solves the Christmas problem is a radio receiving set for home or car, for little Jane's very own, for the lady of the house when she relaxes in her boudoir or washes the breakfast dishes, for Helen and Herbert, whose 1927 Super Heterodyne is beginning to splutter and has no short wave, for the business contact to whom maybe it never occurred that a radio would be handy in the office. The radio set you put about among somebody's Christmas presents is far more than an attractive expression of modern artistic utility. For it is the gift of radio you are giving. End your Christmas bewilderment. Just remember that a radio set is the ideal Christmas gift. Members of the family of RCA, RCA Victor, RCA Institutes, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company invite you to tune in at the same time next week for another full hour of radio entertainment. At that time, you will hear the celebrated American baritone, John Charles Thomas. Special choral arrangements by the Schola Cantorum, conducted by Hugh Ross. Advice on how not to give a children's Christmas party by Clifton Fadiman as our master of ceremonies, and Frank Black conducting the Magic Key Orchestra. Cross speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America and saying that in radio and television, it's RCA all the way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.